诸佛菩萨、上人、各位法师、各位善知识，阿弥陀佛。今天轮到小丹和大家结法缘，如有讲的不如法的地方，请大家慈悲指正。
All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, Odama Masters, and all good wise advisors, Omitofo, it's Xiaodan's turn to tie Dhamma affinity with everybody. If I have said anything not according to the Dhamma, please kindly correct me.
盂兰盆法会刚刚过去，这个星期我们又将迎来地藏七法会。大家都知道，盂兰盆经和地藏菩萨本愿经都是孝经，告诉我们众生目连尊者和地藏菩萨在因地修行时的孝行，他们感动天地的孝心，使他们在三恶道中的父母脱离苦难，得以解脱。同时他们也为未来你我众生发大愿，愿我们也能离苦得乐。
The Ulabana Dhamma Assembly has just passed, and this coming week we're going to welcome the Earth Door section. We all know the Sutra of Ulabana and the Earth Door Sutra are all Sutra of Filiality. They are all teaching all beings how Venerable Mahamagayana and the Earth Door Bodhisattva practice the filial conduct when in their causal ground. They had moved, their mind of filiality had moved the heaven and earth, and that helped their parents to be liberated from the suffering and difficulty. And they also had brought forth the great vow for the future beings like you and me, and wishes to be apart from the suffering and obtain bliss.
地藏经中有几处提到地藏菩萨与阎浮提有大因缘，我们与地藏菩萨因缘很深，所以当我们业障现前或有病苦苦难时，我们都喜欢诵地藏经，想借此因缘得到地藏菩萨的加倍消除业障。那么我们在诵地藏经时应以什么样的心态来诵呢？比如我诵地藏经时，脑子里常常打很多妄想，不能专心读诵。为什么呢？因为地藏经我也曾经诵过很多遍，诵起来也有时很熟的，念了上句常常知道下句是什么，有时甚至顺着可以背下来。而且诵那么多的地狱名字和五逆罪等，想自己以前应该不会做了这么多恶事吧。看到地藏菩萨的孝行和为众生发的大愿，又觉得自己很难做到，所以我诵地藏经时只是在文字上用功夫，并没有在自己的心地上真正有所改变。
There are a few places mentioned in the Earth Door Sutra that the Earth Door Bodhisattva had great affinity with the beings in Jambudvipa. We had profound affinity with Earth Door Bodhisattva, so whenever we have the coming obstacle appear in our life, or when we have illness or difficulty, we all like to recite Earth Door Sutra in order to be blessed by Earth Door Bodhisattva to eradicate our coming obstacles. Then, what kind of attitude should we have when we recite the Earth Door Sutra? Take me as an example.Whenever I recite the Earth Door Sutra, I always strike up a lot of false thoughts and I cannot focus in my recitation. Why is that? I have been reciting Earth Door Sutra for many times and I am quite familiar with the sutra text. I could know what will come next and I can even sometimes memorize it. I have recited so many names of the hells and all the five rebellious offenses.And I was thinking that I probably haven't had done such evil things. And when I read the filial conduct and the great vow of the Earth Door Bodhisattva, and I also feel like it's difficult for me to do that. So whenever I recite the Earth Door Sutra, I already just kind of apply my efforts on the words itself, and I didn't really try to change myself.
今年暑假回大陆时， 我先到婆婆家，因为今年婆婆是过80大寿，我呢又生病了。我每天坚持诵一部地藏经，因为有病就想呢自己究竟做过什么恶业会让自己生病呢，所以我一边诵呢就一边在地藏经中找究竟自己曾经在哪些地狱曾经被地藏菩萨救出来，又曾造过哪些恶业。这次呢我诵地藏经就很专心也很诚心的。
This summer, I had gone back to mainland China. I first visited my mother-in-law to celebrate her 80th birthday. I got sick again, so I insist on reciting Urso Sutra once every day. Whenever I am sick, I would start thinking, what have I done that caused me to be ill?So this time when I was reciting, I was trying to figure out how Urso Bodhisattva had saved me from which hells and what kind of evil karma had I created in the past. So I was really focused in reciting Urso Sutra this time, and I was really sincere as well.
我婆婆在几年前曾经生过病，得过一次小中风，至今呢左手呢不太灵活。所以他洗澡的时候呢都是他的女儿们也就是我同修的姐姐们帮他洗。我这次回中国最深的感受呢是每个人都很忙，都忙着做什么呢？忙着赚钱，钱再多也觉得不够花。所以呢姐姐们呢有时忙的就忘记回来给我婆婆洗澡。我同修呢以前曾经问我可不可以给我婆婆洗澡，我说可以，但我知道我自己并不是真心愿意去做。而我婆婆呢也不愿意我给她洗澡。我们常常听上人一遍又一遍耳提面命反复教导我们做人要行孝顺，而我每次听时呢很高兴，可到自己真正要做时呢就往后说。这次回国呢我就想我应该一点点行孝顺，不应该只是听而不做，所以我这次真的很诚心的要帮我婆婆来洗澡。众生的心真是相通的，结果我婆婆也很愿意，我很认真地为我婆婆洗头洗身体，我才真正感受到人老了真是很需要人关怀。像我婆婆和我妈妈年轻时都是很坚强的女人，辛辛苦苦地支撑着整个家庭，为家庭和孩子们付出了一生，到老时真的有很多无奈，不想靠人也得靠人。在洗澡中我脑子里突然有个念头，就是我的病会变好了。果然一个星期后我的病就好了。我就在想，我才发自内心的有了这么一点点孝心，就和地藏菩萨有了相应。原来我们众生要用真正的孝心去诵地藏经，才能与这部孝经有感应。所谓德未修，感未至。
My mother-in-law got a small stroke a few years ago, so up until now, her left hand is not flexible.So as all her daughters come home, as the older sisters of my husband will come home to bathe her. And so this time, my deepest feeling is everybody is so busy. What are they busy with? They are all busy making money, and they never feel enough money.No matter how much money they had made. So the older sisters will sometimes got so busy and they forget to come home to bathe my mother-in-law. My husband had asked me in the past if I can bathe my mother-in-law. I had said yes, but I knew that I wasn't really sincere or willing to do it. And my mother-in-law wasn't willing for me to bathe her either.We often heard Venerable Master again and again to instruct us to practice filiality. Whenever I heard that, I would feel happy. But when it's time for me to actually do it, and I always kind of retreat backwards. So this time when I went back to China, I feel like I really have to practice filiality. And I shouldn't just listen or hear it without doing it.So this time, I really sincerely want to bathe my mother-in-law. And all the minds of the beings are all really connected. My mother-in-law was willing for me to bathe her too. So I was really sincerely trying to bathe my mother-in-law and wash her hair. Then I truly feel that when people got old, they really need care from other people. Like my moms and my mother-in-law, they were all strong when they were young. They all try to support the whole family diligently and spend all their whole life for their family and children. However, when they become old, they really feel helpless. And even though they want to be independent, they still have to rely on other people. So when I was bathing her, this thought certainly came to me that I feel like I'm going to recover from my illness. And actually, I did recover from my illness a week later. So I was thinking, you know, I only have a little mind of being filial from my deep heart, then I have the response with the Urso Sutra. And so if we truly practice the filiality, if we apply our mind of filiality to recite Urso Sutra, then we will have response from reciting this Sutra of filiality. That's kind of correspond to when if you didn't cultivate virtue, then you won't have any response.
孝上人第一次诵地藏经时就感动不已，觉得地藏菩萨对众生悲心切切，太慈悲了，便发愿每天定时跪在佛前虔诚地念一部地藏经，一跪就要大约2个小时，膝盖跪破了，他也不知道痛，越念越高兴，身心非常清净舒畅，又被人骂，被人打也不灰心。 有时我诵地藏经时，我就会想，我怎么一点也没有上人的那种感觉呢？原来上人是真正有孝心的人，而我没有。上人在他母亲生病时，曾经呢在床前呢，也是给他母亲洗澡，伺候他母亲，而且19岁时呢为母亲如母守孝3年，他圆满了小孝，最终成就了大孝。
When Venerable Master recited the Urso Sutra for the first time, he was so moved that he felt the great compassion of the Urso Bodhisattva towards the living being. And he felt the great kindness and compassion of Urso Bodhisattva. That's why he made the vow to be on his knee in front of the Buddha to sincerely recite Urso Sutra every day. And it took him 2 hours on his knees until he has broken skin on the knees. He won't even feel the pain. The more he recite, the happier he was. And he feel the purity in his and comfort in his body and mind. Even though he was scolded, he was beaten, he will never retreat from it. Sometimes when I was reciting the Urso Sutra, I would think, how come I didn't have that kind of feeling that Venerable Master had? Venerable Master is a person with true filiality, but I don't. When Venerable Master was 19 years old, he actually bathed his mom when she was ill, and he also observed the mourning by the grave of his mom. He first completed the small filiality and eventually accomplished the great filiality.
我们众生都称地藏菩萨是大愿地藏王菩萨，因为地藏菩萨的愿力最大，他发的大愿就是要度我们这些六道中一切苦难的众生，他也是最慈悲的。在我们众生有苦难时，他就化身来救度我们。那下面呢，我和大家呢分享一段呢地藏菩萨曾经帮助我的一个故事。We'll
address Urso Bodhisattva as the great vow Urso Bodhisattva because he has the most vow power. The great vow he had made was to cross over beings out of the six realms, and he is the most kindest and compassionate one. If whenever the living being has difficulty and suffering, he will transform himself to cross over us. Now, I would like to share a story that the Usual Bodhisattva had ever helped me.
地藏经中有一段经文，若未来世中阎浮提内刹利婆罗门长者居士一切人等及异性种族有心禅者，或男或女，七日之中早已读诵持部释义经典，更为念菩萨名可满万遍，是新生者或男或女，殊有殃报，便得解脱，安乐益养，寿命增长。
There was a paragraph in the Usual Sutra that in the future life within the Jambudvipa, either is Kshatriyas, Brahmins, elders, laity, or other kinds of people, if they have newborn baby, within the 7 days before the baby were born, if you can start reciting this inconceivable sutra, or reciting the Usual Bodhisattva's name for a full 10,000 times, whether this newborn baby is a male or female, they could be liberated from the past retribution. They could be liberated from the retribution from the past life. And this baby will be peaceful, happy, and easily raised. And they can lengthen their life.
那这个故事呢就发生在 Michael 刚出生的时候。当时呢我同修呢很喜欢诵地藏经，看到这段经文呢，他便在 Michael 出生的第一天就跑到医院病房里，开始每天为 Michael 诵一部地藏经。记得当时护士把 Michael 交给我，我抱他玩了10分钟，他便哇哇地哭个不停，我便把他交给护士照顾，自己想休息休息。第二天下午我们带他回家，当时本想邀请我婆婆和我妈妈过来帮我的忙，结果两位老人签字签了4-5次也都被拒签。刚回到家里，我收到电话留言，我妈妈又拒签了，我的心情一下子很沉重，因为以前自己从来都没见过这么小的一个刚出生的婴儿，现在要自己一个人照顾，觉得不知所措。
There was when Michael was just newly born. My husband really liked to recite the sutra. So when he read this paragraph, at the first day when Michael was born, he would start reciting the sutra once every day for Michael. I remember when the nurse brought me Michael, I was holding him for 10 minutes and then he started crying without stop. Then I gave him back to the nurse for care. And I just want to kind of rest myself. The afternoon on the next day, we took him home. Originally, I want to invite my mother-in-law or my mom to help me from China. But unfortunately, both of them got rejected for 4 or 5 times. When I got home, I got a message on the phone, on the answer machine, that my mom didn't get the visa again. So I feel so depressed because I have never seen such a young newborn baby. And now I feel like I don't know what to do to take care of such a little young baby.
回家不久，他又开始哭个不停，到夜里哭得更欢了。我想大概是我的母奶不足，他饿了，需要给他添加一些婴儿牛奶，便把医院送的婴儿牛奶给他喝。没想到他喝了两口便不要了，哭得更来劲了。他听他的小肚子似乎叽咕咕的叫，我和同修想是不是他的肚子痛，便轻轻地揉他的小肚子，又用湿温毛巾来热敷他的肚子。这么折腾到凌晨3-4点钟，我们本想熬过一夜，不想打电话打扰医生，最后实在不行了，急得我们团团转，没有办法，只好给儿科医生打电话。医生说有的小孩子有可能会对牛奶过敏等等，讲了一大堆，还是没有解决问题。
Not long after we got home, he started crying again without stop. And he will cry even harder at night time. I was thinking probably because I didn't have sufficient breast milk. So when he was hungry, I should provide him some baby cow milk. So I gave him the cow milk from the hospital. How would I know that he stopped drinking it after two sips? And then he cried even harder. And then I can hear his stomach growling with hunger. And I was thinking, me and my husband were thinking maybe because he has stomach ache. So we gently massage his little tiny belly and try to warm up his stomach with warm towel. And we struggle until like it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Originally, we tried to see if we can get through the night and not disturbing the doctor. But then at last, we just couldn't help ourselves. And then we called the doctor. And the doctor said maybe some baby were kind of allergic to cow milk. And whatever he said didn't resolve the problem.
我们一夜没有睡觉，我一直抱他在怀里，他哭累了就在我怀里睡一会儿，醒了喝几口母奶继续哭。开始哭时他的脸是涨红的，到后来哭时整个脸都变得发紫，十几分钟上不来气，没了声音，吓得我抱起他拍他的后背，赶紧念观音菩萨。等他哭出声来，我这颗悬着的心才落下来。此时的我刚生完他，身体已经很疲惫，这么一折腾更是精疲力尽。母亲又被拒签不能来了，这精神和身体的双重压力是我一生从来没有觉得这么难过。我不知道自己应该怎么去做，内心充满了无数，不知谁能帮我度过这次难关。
So we couldn't sleep the whole night. I was holding him the whole time. He was so tired from crying, and then he fell asleep for a little while. When he was awake, he had sipped some of the breast milk and then continued crying. When he started crying, his face turned red until his face turned purple, and there were 10 odd seconds that he stopped breathing, and he wasn't making any sound. So I was so scared, so I held him up and patting on his back and recite Earth Guanyin Bodhisattva until he cried out with the sound. Then I feel a little bit at ease. At this time, my body was exhausted from this. My mom couldn't make it here without the visa. So the pressure from this and the physical pressure made me feel so miserable. I didn't know what to do, and I feel hopeless. I don't know who can help me to make this through.
这个时候，我同修又在另外一个房间里为 Michael 诵地藏经，我也抱着他为他诵地藏王菩萨圣号。当诵到最后唱地藏菩萨赞时，我也一起跟着唱。地藏菩萨妙难伦，化现金融处处分。唱到这里，我已泪流满面地痛哭流涕。人在急难时求菩萨的心最诚，我从来没有像此时这么诚心地求菩萨。我边哭边望着虚空，心里对地藏王菩萨说，大慈大悲地藏王菩萨，请你化现一个金身来帮帮我吧，哪怕只让我看看你的金身，我也满足了。我那时也不懂菩萨是怎么来帮众生的，就这么愚痴地想地藏菩萨化现一个金身来帮助我。你们大家猜一猜，地藏菩萨是不是真的化现金身来帮我们呢？
At this time, my husband started reciting Urso Sutra in a different room, and I was holding him and reciting the holy name of Urso Bodhisattva. When we were reciting the praise of Urso Bodhisattva, I was following along and chanting, Urso Bodhisattva is so wonderful that no one can match up to him. And he would manifest in a golden body, golden division body. When I was singing to this point, I was already, the tears already I came down on my face. And when people have difficulty, they will have the most sincere mind to seek the help from the Bodhisattva. I had never had prayed so sincerely to pray for the help from the Bodhisattva. At this time, I was crying, but I was looking up in the empty space and saying to the Erstwhile Bodhisattva, the great and compassionate Erstwhile Bodhisattva, please manifest in the gold body to help me. I will be satisfied if I can just have a look at your gold image. I didn't know how Bodhisattva crossed over beings, but I was so delusive to think that the Erstwhile Bodhisattva will manifest in golden body to help me. Would you like to take a guess if the Erstwhile Bodhisattva really manifests in a golden image to help me?
就在这以后不到一个小时的时候，突然有人敲门。我们觉得非常奇怪，因为这么一忙，我们还没有来得及通知任何朋友小孩子出生的消息，究竟是谁呢？ 打开门一看，原来是对面邻居家的女主人。我们大约2个月前曾经在公寓走廊里碰过一次面。她正好带着她3个月大的女儿看医生回家，彼此打过一声招呼而已。她一进门就很着急地问：“小孩子怎么样了？”她知道我怀孕，但并不知道小孩子什么出生，什么时候出生。我告诉她小孩子已经出生了，并把麦克哭的情况告诉她。她二话没问说：“我来喂她。” 他抱起麦克，用他3个月大的女儿还没吃的母奶喂麦克。麦克喝得如痴如醉，喝足了一声不哭地呼呼睡了几个小时。他并告诉我们可以买些婴儿牛奶喂他。从此以后，麦克变得安静了，再也不哭了，非常好养。2个星期便自己常常笑，2、3个月后便可通宵睡大觉。一个月就好像气吹起来一样，又胖又壮。 醒着的时候，常常开心地笑，非常快乐。所以那时我在7天内念完10000地藏王菩萨圣号，我同修在21天诵了21部地藏经。所以地藏经中讲的真是真实不虚。
Less than an hour, someone knocked at the door. I feel so strange because I was so busy with the newborn baby, we didn't make it to inform any friends about the birth of the baby. Who would be knocking at the door? I opened the door and realized it was the owner, the owner from the neighbor. And we had met once in the hallway about 2 months ago. She happened to bring her daughter, 3-month-old daughter, home from a doctor visit, and we just say hello to each other. As soon as she entered the door, she asked what happened to the baby. She knew I was pregnant but didn't know when the baby would be born. I told her the baby was already born and told her the situation about Michael crying out loud. She didn't say anything, just said anything else. She just said, I will feed him. She picked up Michael and feed him with the breast milk that her 3-month-old daughter hasn't had a chance to have that day. Michael had the breast milk and he stopped crying, and after that he has slept for a few hours. She told me that I can buy some baby soy milk for him. Ever since, Michael become quieter and never cry like that anymore, and it's easy to raise him. 2 weeks later, he will smile himself, and 2 or 3 months later, he can sleep all night long. And for just a month, he became fat and strong, and when he was awake, he would be happily smiling. And at that time, I finished reciting 10,000 times of Erstwhile Bodhisattva's holy name. My husband finished reciting 21 Erstwhile Sutra within 21 days. And it's really true how you can get response from reciting Erstwhile Sutra.
阿弥陀佛，我还有一段，一会儿再大家分享。
I'll share the last paragraph next time if I have a chance.